Recorded Books presents An Unabridged Recording of Claim to Fame by Margaret Peterson Haddix, narrated by Jennifer Ikeda.
Chapter 1. I was supposed to be doing my algebra homework that night. Nobody ever tells you. Do your algebra and it will keep you safe. It will protect you from being kidnapped. Nobody ever says that. But in my case, that night, it might have been true. I didn't do my algebra homework. I should have. I'd made a promise to my dad, after all. But it was such a soft spring night, the first evening since October that it had any warmth to it. It was one of those nights when you can almost feel the seasons changing, when you can begin to hope that you're done with bitter cold and dead earth and harsh winter winds. It'd just be wrong to use a night like that for algebra homework. So instead of picking up my pencil and solving for X, I climbed out my bedroom window and sat on my balcony, my arms wrapped around my legs, my back against the wall, my chin perched on my knees. When I say balcony, you're probably picturing something out of Romeo and Juliet. Maybe with lacy, wrought-iron fleur-de-lis on the railing, a place where I could lean out and sigh longingly as my boyfriend called up to me from below. In reality, I didn't have a boyfriend, and it was actually a bit of a stretch to say that I had a balcony. My house, ours, I mean, where I lived with my father, was a rickety 1.5-story wood-framed box. Springdale's a college town, and the houses here were built for penny-pinching college students and only slightly less impoverished professors whose minds would be so filled with deep thoughts that they might not notice...